Gracias, señora moderadora.
Thank you, Madam Moderator. I believe that what the independent expert, Ms. Atiya Waris, said is very important as a roadmap for the architecture of debt and the international financial system. And obviously, the barriers to these proposals are imposed by the financial system because debt is an important part of their mission, actually, constantly subjecting countries to these, especially developing countries, to a regime of political submission through the financial system. And the cancelling of debts, as proposed by UNCTAD even, to enable the development of these countries and allow them to be autonomous. And of course, this is a mainly political consideration, that is to consider that the world requires a reconstruction, not just after the pandemic, we hope that we'll get to that point, but also post or after the project of the reconstruction of the different symmetries in the world, moving on from the colonial legacy that is imposed against developing countries. Now, I was quite struck by the fact that Atiya pointed to the fact that so many low-income and medium-income and developing countries are not able to benefit from measures to reduce the pressure of those debts. And often the volume of the interests are more significant, feeding the current debt regime. Now, I know when it comes to development aid, we need to call for a system of reparations, because development aid doesn't recognize historic justice to correct the balance of capital flows between the most developed and the least developed countries, because it is the less developed countries that end up having to suffer from the status quo of developed countries. And so this is a substantial issue that I think we should confront in a very clear manner, because the persistence of these asymmetries requires goodwill from the different countries. A lot of the time it's just pure rhetoric and they don't actually go in to how to establish a truly inclusive development space for the whole of the planet. Thank you very much.